Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm sorry. The idea of I can add up to 21 just is reminiscent of
don't
like
ask me to add up to 22
when kids come up to you like, hey, you want to see me count to 100, and you're like, damn it, I gotta say yes, but no I don't want to see that. All right let's get going on this Tuesday. You see, it's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Natatu, the Figgy Fig, with you.
They said it wouldn't last.
Oh, that's right. It is a year to the day.
They said it wouldn't last, Figgy.
That I jumped in with you, Fine Philly. I mean, it still might not. Who knows?
Everybody said they were switching the music.
Yeah, go ahead and listen and make sure that it does last, because who knows? Any given day.
Station going down the drain.
But let's get going here on a Tuesday.
I'm
get
done with search stream.
Yeah, don't be done. In fact, do the entire opposite. Get involved even more so in the program. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And then also appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams, both on YouTube, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch 610 Houston. And yeah, it's an anniversary, man. It's good to have put in a full year, and excited for what year number two brings, especially as we head into some more Texans football, man. 2025 season.
Yeah, big time. And a little bit of news happening here, as the boys referenced on Pain and Pendergast with Daniel Jones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like
Texans news. Texans news is where I was going next. And
gotcha.
That is Cam Robinson in pads today.
Hey!
But the same offensive line.
Hey!
Running with the ones.
All right, so
same offensive line running with the ones.
And I was listening to Pain and Pendergast, as you should every morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Right here on Sports Radio 610. I mean, keep it locked, really and truly, mm-hmm. from 6 all the way through to the evening with Area 45 at 11. But I see your text line. I appreciate y'all. But, what was I going to? Oh yeah. I was listening to Seth. Seth made a good point that honestly I had neglected, to be completely honest, mm-hmm. which was in West Virginia before Cam Robinson went down with injury. That same day, they had given the opportunity of Ariante Ursery to roll with the ones at left tackle. Like, this might just be something where they fully believe in his ability to be that. And they want to go ahead and start him in that space. To, you know, obviously be that left tackle of the future, as it seems like that was the indication, or the implication rather, when they drafted him.
Yeah, look, it's not nothing. I mean, there still might be some possibilities out there with the offensive line, but keep in mind, D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, both of whom you will hear from shortly, both said they wanted to get to a point where the offensive line was set, and they could just keep them together. They could work together. They could get to know each other even better and just move forward into the regular season. Maybe that's the case.
It's possible. Yeah. It's still very interesting to me because, you know, the Titus Howard moving out at right tackle thing has really diced this thing up mm-hmm. and made it a little bit more uncomfortable for me because it feels like they very much wanted to have Titus and his big body inside. But the thing that makes that a little dicey is Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
Like, if everything went as planned, I imagine that you can start Ursary at left tackle, and then you can have Blake Fisher at right tackle, mm-hmm. which allows you to have, you know, the offensive line that it seemed like they were working towards. The Blake Fisher thing has been the up and down portion of it. And hearing two of the principal parties over there with the Texans talk about him mm-hmm. over the last couple of days has gotten us kind of thinking in a different way. So let's get to those audios yeah. and let's kind of parse it, because D'Amico Ryans talked yesterday mm-hmm. After practice. It was about 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I believe he'll talk today as well, as obviously they're still training camp. They're still practicing. They're still working towards Thursday, a joint practice, and Saturday, a football game. But D'Amico Ryans was asked about tackle Blake Fisher. This is what he had to say.
Blake did a really nice job this past game of, when you see him, just for me, sticking on blocks, hat on a hat, working his feet, like finishing blocks. That's how it should look, right? So he has it in him. Blake just has to be consistent with what we're doing, consistently train, consistently finish every single rep, because physically he has all the tools that it takes to be able to do that. So this game here is representative of what he can do when he's dialed in and he's focused on the task, and he goes after the job with the right mindset.
Man, is that a compliment? That's kind of, to me, saying he's got a great personality in football terms.
Wow, I didn't hear it that way.
Okay, because here's the thing. D'Amico is going to protect his players, and he's trying to protect his players. He's not going to throw them under the bus too much.
Agreed.
But after he said, you know, did a good job of this, hat on a hat, he says he has it in him. He said, when he's consistent, he needs to be consistent, et cetera. I think D'Amico didn't want to throw him under the bus, but that's not a whole full-throated endorsement of him at right tackle.
Oh, no.
Listen to the second part of that. He was basically saying, look, this is what we've been wanting. If he just, and I'm paraphrasing, but kind of said, if he just commits himself more to doing it the right way, it's in him. That was not like D'Amico would normally rave about a player who's, you know, consistently doing the job and is playing at a high level. That, to me, I was like, whoa,
well,
that was wild.
Sure, I wouldn't expect him to lie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think our eyes mm-hmm. would very much tell us that he has not been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is more just about, you know, how everything is relative and the stance point or the standpoint that we've kind of had on the outside looking in is, mm-hmm. well, this Blake Fisher thing has been so dicey to a point where maybe, just maybe, you could end up with him not on this football team. Now, of course,
right.
that might have been a little extreme, but this very much seems like more of a endorsement of his abilities because, yes, the high watermark meets our standard.
Mm-hmm.
We just need him to hit that high watermark more consistently, which, again, we would have said, and it sounded like the way that he was saying that is not just that he needs to be more consistent. We believe he can get to that consistency,
mm-hmm.
and I think that is the big question. This is where we go back to D'Amico Ryans, was that last week, saying, I'm not thinking about the 53-man roster. And we kind of laughed about that when yeah. we were doing our buy and sell, saying, sell, of course you're always thinking about it. I think there is a genuineness to what he said in that they are always looking at all these guys, try and make them better day by day. And then mm-hmm. when we have to cut this down, we do the evaluation on how much better they've gotten. As of right now, they still have a week,
mm-hmm.
exactly, actually, because it's next Tuesday when a 53-man cut down has to happen. I think they look at this as, we have a week to find these guys and see, or to refine these guys rather, and see if they can meet the level of expectation that we want for them and for this team. And with Blake Fisher, the idea is, the proof of concept is there. Can we, in a week, see him be more consistent to be in a place where we can trust him to put out there? And that feels like a vote of confidence in a way to me.
I hear what you're saying, but when you listen to what he said about Ursary, a rookie who's moving to left tackle, and he was, in fact, Figgy, I don't know if you have it. I'm putting you on the spot here.
I got it.
D'Amico on Ursary. Listen to what he says about Ursary, and then you kind of bookend that with what he said about Blake Fisher, because what he's saying about Blake Fisher is it's in there, but by saying he needs to be more consistent, he's kind of saying he hasn't been consistent. So let's listen to what he says about Ursary.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think Ursary in the game did a really good job where he was at left, and that's kind of the focus is wherever you line up, you just do the best with where you are. Really don't worry about guys having to move around or like just when you're called upon, like can you go out and execute what's been asked of you, and can you do it at a consistently high level with high energy, high passion? And he's shown that over these first two preseason games.
That's vastly different.
Certainly.
That's vastly different than what he said about, and maybe that's why I heard the Blake Fisher after this, and I'm like, whoa, you know, that, you know, I'm not saying Blake Fisher, oh, he's still, you know, potentially traded, potentially cut, whatever. All I'm saying is they weren't as giddy about his performance. I'm sure they were happy with it, you know, on Saturday, as the rest of us, because we were like almost like rubbing our hands together, problem solved, good job. Ooh. Well, you know, I'm just,
yeah,
I'm putting a little jelly on it.
Okay, cool.
We were happy.
It was kind of a celebration
a little bit.
Yeah,
it was a little
us, but just in general.
Yeah, but it's all relative, because if you thought someone was dead and you saw the pinky move, you'd be like, oh, wow.
but see,
that's great.
But see, it was a bunch of, told y'all.
Oh,
see,
we got a lot of that.
I told y'all.
It was a bunch of that. We did. So you get what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're giving up on him. I'm not saying the proof of concept, as you say, and the optimism that he can find it is not there. All I'm saying is Ursary, the rookie playing left tackle, which we did not expect, he's like, that dude has done it the last 2 weeks.
Agreed.
In the games. Blake Fisher, he's saying, it's in there. You know, it's a little different. It's a little different.
No, I will not deny that it is absolutely different for those two. I think that the optimism still exists, and mm-hmm. it's consistent with the way that they've talked about things. Sometimes there's criticism that can be levied against D'Amico and maybe Nick, in that, you know, they can kind of just be a little rote. Mm-hmm. They can be a little mechanical at times and getting back to the same answers. But there's a consistency with them even in that, hey, do what you're supposed to do. Do your job to the best of your ability and improve upon yourself as you go along. And I think that if you look at that as a baseline without comparing directly mm-hmm. Ariante Ursary and Blake Fisher, which again, I understand is even still a step down from the expectation that we should have from a second round pick in his second year. Like, yeah. I do think that is, I don't want to, you know, dismiss that. But if you just go on the expectation of be the best version of yourself, mm-hmm. continuing to improve, both of those guys fit that in what
sure,
they have.
Sure.
But of course, the continued improvement that is necessary for Blake Fisher at this point is still ahead of him. Mm-hmm. I think Ariante Ursary, the beauty of that is that the consistency word that is absolutely, I think, maybe secondary to competition in what they've talked about out here at these in training camp. I think Tay is absolutely hitting that, which is, you know, a godsend and really a tick up for that second round pick. Mm-hmm. Blake hasn't yet hit that.
Right.
And I think that is the question mark that remains for the previous year's second round pick.
And that speaks to kind of how we got into it here this morning. That is, you got Cam Robinson in pads, and Ursary is still your left tackle, at least today, and Titus is still your right tackle. And that might speak to Ed Ingram, you know, and him doing a good job at guard and, you know, getting the best five out there. Right now, the best five are those. Now, maybe Cam Robinson jumps in at some point and Titus can go back to guard and Urs can go back to tackle, et cetera. But maybe not. You know, as I mentioned, you know, they might have found the nastiness, the group, you know, the cohesiveness that they want, or at least maybe not real soon. You know?
Yeah, and that's the thing is there at this point we've seen a lot of this starting five on the offensive line mm-hmm. playing together to where I just can't imagine you neglecting that
yeah.
in your considerations. But that takes me to a place where I know Cam Robinson, 1 year deal and he's a veteran. Do you see him as a swing tackle of sorts? That's yeah. I mean, maybe they are willing to go back
he's
to Blake Fisher
both, I think.
As a level of swing tackle. And then how comfortable have you gotten with this five that has been out there?
And what does it mean to the nine, specifically Blake Fisher, which we've talked about? You know, where is Trent Brown, you know, in terms of him coming back? So, yeah, there's still a lot to parse out, but, you know, among the nine offensive linemen that they're on the record as saying they want to keep. But I think the first five might be set, at least for week one.
Yeah, it does look like that. But I don't know why my mind is thinking in this way. Maybe it's because we talked about math so much mm-hmm. in the crosstalk. But when you're talking about geometry, a singular data point is just a point. You can do a little bit relative. When you have multiple, then you have a line, right? You can actually figure some things out. All right.
What
that wasn't
you
even
doing,
that big.
Man?
That was very simple.
You talking about math. You about to run everybody out of here, man.
That is fair. But it is worth coming back to the idea of D'Amico's, hey, what are you doing to stack performances? Yeah. And I think that that's where Thursday, after seeing the ones, so to say, mm-hmm. In the preseason game, and honestly, even with the Panthers practice, the Lions practice will give us even more of an idea, especially seeing as that's a defensive line that's got some things. And we saw that last year. Ali McNeil was giving the interior of the offensive line hell. I think
Thursday's really
would be,
the last shot.
That would be a huge, huge data point for this offense.
I don't expect any, very few, if any, starters to start on Saturday. So I think Thursday might be the last shot.
Yeah.
I just had a deja vu.
About?
That.
Oh.
What you said.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
It is wild. Crazy what a year will
that
do, huh?
That blows your mind.
I like how I'm making this a big deal about the year as if
it
you
is.
Have not done this.
Hey,
for like
we didn't
30
get nominated for a Marconi until you got here.
I don't think I would take credit for that by any means, but I appreciate
that's facts.
To be a part
that's
of it.
True.
That's facts.
Technically correct, which as Futurama tells me is
we had a whole of bunch of people, rich, all type of legends rode through here. You rode through here, we get a Marconi.
Okay, all right. Like if y'all want to say that, y'all can say that. I'm not willing to take that on myself. It's a little bit of, obviously, practice going on again today, and we're still in training camp vibe, so we will still try and see if we can figure out some things from what we're learning. But as you mentioned, still having Tay out there with Cam Robinson out there in pads, and then apparently C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting some work off to the side of the field, which is a good sign as we're still a couple of weeks away from the first week of the NFL season, and that makes me feel good about the possibility of seeing the starting defensive backfield as you had intended for week one versus the Rams. So we'll keep an eye on all of that as we continue on a Tuesday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, I know that y'all were like, hey, can we skip the Astros today? No, because we had Chaz McCormick out there on the mound again. We had that type of performance again. The Astros have always been built for October. What is it looking like for this team is built for now? Also, I think I might be able to get some Lopez comeuppance today. Let's do all of that next.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.